In New York, I'm Deepa Fernandez.
Well, this is who I am, this is what I am, and I can be the best of who I am, and I am somebody. I'm a person with retardation, but I can be the best person with retardation. Well, I wanted one thing, I wanted to be an athlete. Special Olympics gave me that opportunity. My dream became reality.
There are many children and adults with mental retardation, like Loretta, right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition. But they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
Okay, what you're hearing is a malfunctioning button. I've hit it four times now. I'll concentrate on the fifth time, and then hopefully it'll work. Now, someone wasn't concentrating. I want everybody to concentrate together now. I'm pressing this button really hard. All right? Okay. On three. One, two, three. There. Wasn't so hard, was it? And let's start with perhaps answering a question that's asked most often of our listeners, from our listeners, that is, and that is, what the hell is that music you're playing? Well, I have the information right here. In fact, it's the soundtrack to the last of the trilogy of films that have been coming out since, I believe, the early 80s. First one was Kianoskatsi. The second one was Powerkatsi, which some of you might recall. That entire CD kind of served as our theme in the later editions of Brain Damage here on this radio station. And this is the final one. Finally came out after all this time. And there's no coincidence. I mean, there is a coincidence. It's not intentional that this radio program began almost as soon as this CD came out. It's not like we were waiting around for, you know, the final film to come out to serve as our theme. But this film is called... I'm not sure how to pronounce it, to be honest. Nagakatsi, I believe is how you pronounce it. Nagoyqatsi. And if you can do better with it than I did, good luck. Let me know the right way to say it. But we're listening to a piece entitled Point Blank off that record. Pretty, ain't it? Yeah. And that's the question we're asked more than anything else. The ones we can say over the air. We get asked a lot of questions that we couldn't repeat. Okay, we have something fun here that we can all play a part in. Let me see if I have the information. Left the house in a bit of a rush today. And I got halfway here and I realized I forgot my phones. And can't leave the house without your phones. Because then you have no way of contacting anybody. Okay, but I have this phone here, and, do we have a dial tone? Oh, good. Oh, it's the pulsating kind. Alright, can I dial 9 and get rid of that? Okay. Isn't that nice? Now we have a nice steady dial tone. Okay, let's call this number. And if you're really good, you can translate the touch tones. Only kidding, they obviously muted the touch tones, so... You can't tell what I'm dialing. I'm not hearing anything. Are you hearing anything?
Thank you for calling Digital Replay. Please enter your PIN code. If you do not know your PIN code, please press 0 and an attendant will help you.
I happen to have a PIN code here. It's a big one. Let's see if it works.
You entered 3928.
I really shouldn't let this go out.
If this PIN is correct, press 1. To re-enter another PIN, press 2.
Cut that
to
under
exit
delay,
and hang
sure
up, press the star key.
Just make sure that number doesn't go out over the air, because if that number went out over the air, that would be very bad.
If this PIN is correct, press
okay.
1.
You got that covered?
To
okay.
Enter another PIN,
checking
press
with the studio
2.
Engineers, make
to
sure
exit
that that
and hang up, press the
bit
star
of information
key.
Doesn't get leaked. All right, let's press this key.
If you are calling to pick up where you left off in a recording, please press ##. Or you may stay online to begin your replay.
Let's stay online and begin our replay. Whatever that means.
This is the Verizon teleconference that took place on May 13, 2003 at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. This digital replay will be available from May 13, 2003 to May 14, 2003. At the tone, please state your name and your phone number.
I'm sorry, this is Emmanuel. I'm at 631-632-WUSB. And for those of you without letters, that's 9872. That's our phone in line, too, by the way. They
to hear detailed
hear
instructions on playback controls,
oh,
please press any key now.
Just play it back already. I mean, it's not that difficult.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Verizon, the next generation of broadband conference call. At this time, all lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for your questions and comments following the presentation. It is my pleasure to hand the floor over to your host, Eric Rabe. Sir, you may begin.
All right. Good morning, and thank you all for being with us.
How you doing?
We have a series of things to talk about this morning, and it's a little complicated, so we've asked three Verizon executives to join us for this conference call this morning. You'll be hearing first from Larry Babbio, Lawrence T. Babbio, B-A-B-B-I-O, the vice chairman and president of the telecom group here at Verizon. Then Bruce S. Gordon will speak. Bruce is president of the retail markets group. And thirdly, you'll hear from James A. Otterbeck, O-T-T-E-R-B-E-C-K. And Jim is senior vice president, emerging markets. We'll be talking about our broadband Verizon online DSL offering and some changes that we're making. Let me turn it over to Larry to get started.
Thank you, Eric, and good morning, everybody.
Okay, good morning. Here's the thing.
Ago, I met with you to discuss Verizon's plans to
we're not in the habit of giving promotion to
10 million lines
to the
2003,
phone companies here.
A total of 46 million DSL capable lines. When completed later this year, that will make our coverage superior to that.
So we're going to keep this down a little bit. I can't seem to turn the phone down, though. It seems to be
together supercharge.
Maybe because it's Verizon, you can't really shut them up.
The package we are announcing today strengthens our competitive.
Well, we'll have them in the background there. This program is off the wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you until 7 o'clock. Busy night on campus tonight. Noam Chomsky is in town. Yes, again, he's giving a series of talks. You know, if you can't keep that down, I'm going to have to disconnect you. Just keep it down. Move it all the way over there. Okay, somebody rewired this board. It used to be you didn't get the phone, the actual speaker coming from the phone. It just came up on the board. But all right. Teleconference that took place this morning that we have exclusive access to here on WUSB. Yeah, Noam Chomsky is in town. He's giving a talk in about 50 minutes, I believe. And, you know, it would be nice if I had some information as to whether or not you could just go down there and get in. I think you can. It's in the Wang Center. What's the Wang Center, you may ask? Well, it's fodder for a lot of jokes of incoming freshmen and outgoing graduate students. But other than that, it's the brand new building here on campus that I don't think anybody's gotten into until today. So it's I think this is the official opening. It opened. There was a grand opening last year, and then they closed it down again because they weren't really ready. They just wanted to meet some kind of deadline. And now they're letting people in. They're letting people into the Wang Center tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the first building you see when you come onto campus in the main entrance. It's this weird-looking building that has all kinds of structural things going on so that you know that you're at Stony Brook because of the weird architecture. I have no idea what it's like inside. I intend to do some thorough exploring tonight. That is assuming that I am able to get into the building. And hopefully I can get into the lecture. If I can't get into the Noam Chomsky lecture, then I'll certainly get into the stairwells and elevator shafts and all kinds of other things, because that's kind of like tradition with me here at this campus, is to know every inch of every building. As phone calls are made to security, even as I speak, warning them of what I just said, that's the way things used to be. You know, it used to be, it was kind of a thing to be encouraged, exploring and sharing information and questioning authority and all that kind of thing. And these days, it's tantamount to terrorism if you question too much or go places you're not supposed to go too much. And it creates a really unhealthy environment. It creates an environment where people don't want to question. They don't want to explore. They don't want to, do anything different. They don't want to be just like everybody else. It may just be, you know, part of getting older and cynical, but I look back and I just see, you know, not a whole lot going on as far as activity, you know, meaningful things, that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I welcome opinions from anybody. You know, I've been trying to hear from people on campus now ever since I think this program began. I don't know if we actually ever have gotten an on-campus call. So if you're on campus and you have any opinions on any of this, please give us a call. All you have to do, you don't even have to dial all the numbers. Yeah, they make it really simple. You can just dial 29872. Five digits out of your life, you know? It's nothing. And for the rest of you, you have to dial the whole thing. Well, if you're in Suffolk County, you just dial 632-9872. And if you're outside Suffolk County, well, you probably have to dial the 1, because that's the stupid thing you have to dial for no particular reason. Then 631, which is our area code, 632-WUSB. And if you're outside the country, whatever you have to dial to get outside of your country, and then country code 1, which replaces the 1 that we have to dial, and then 631-632-WUSB. All right, enough of that. How are we doing at Verizon?
And services.
All right.
From both MSN and Verizon.
Can you imagine having to go to this thing? You know?
For broadband.
It's like.
We have now launched that service.
Going to work, you know?
And online with MSN 8.
I can imagine people on the expressway who were part of this, right? At this moment, thinking, my God, this is what I was part of today. And now they're playing it on the radio.
Now, this will include personalized browsers. Enhanced parental control.
So, yeah, apparently there was this big shindig with Verizon today. They had what was known as the dial-in news briefing today on the new broadband initiatives. I love it when they talk like the Secretary of State, you know, going to be introducing new broadband initiatives. Hopefully a ceasefire with Sprint PCS and all that kind of nonsense. Basically, the press release read like this. Verizon will conduct a press briefing today to announce several new broadband initiatives, including new pricing, new service offerings, and deployment of a new access technology. And there... What the hell just happened? Did you hear that? A piece of the board just fell. I wasn't even touching it, and it just fell off right in front of me. That's a piece of our board. My goodness. This place is falling apart. Hang on, I've got to reassemble this now. Can't have that happen. All right. There. That should hold it for another day. Okay. Getting back to this place is sure a distraction. Wow. Okay. Verizon supercharges DSL with new Wi-Fi access, higher speed, lower prices, and Verizon Online DSL with MSN 8 service. Company offers unbeatable combination of affordable speed, compelling content, and untethered access.
They will also get it faster and at a lower, far more affordable price.
Yeah, we just said that.
They raise the maximum connection speed.
Yeah, genius. We got this out a lot faster than you can. I mean, does this sound like an inspired voice to you? Would you buy something from this man?
Up to 1.5 megabits per second.
Up to 1.5. You should put some enthusiasm into this. Whoever taught you sales? Up to 1.5. Oh, my God. Wow. Mere mortals should not have access to that kind of speed.
When you look at their current price point,
Verizon. Oh, man. Okay. Let's try and look at some other stories while this guy drones on with whatever it is that's happening. People say Noam Chomsky is dry. I mean, you know, he'll feel a lot better listening to this guy. Maybe he's listening right now, you know, on his way over to the Wang Center. Maybe, you know, can take some tips on what not to do. I mean, he's going to have the audience on its feet. I'm not talking about DSL and all kinds of broadband initiatives. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see. Where should we start today? Okay, I'm not going to talk about SUVs today. I really didn't have any incidents with them over the last week. You know, I saw a few from a distance. Didn't get any closer. Didn't really, you know, have any major problems. Just knowing they're out there, though, that's enough for me. I made it through both crazy intersections today, no problems at all. But I do want to mention something, though. This has been on my mind for quite some time, actually. I mentioned the Port Jefferson crazy intersection. Port Jefferson is it's the town we have here. For those of you who aren't from the island, there's a town that has a harbor, and it has a boat. And the boat goes to Connecticut. And that's it. You know, when you get to Connecticut, you're in Bridgeport. So, you know, this really isn't a draw of any sort. Does our signal still get to Bridgeport? I don't know. Well, we'll find out, I'm sure. No, but, you know, because of that, because they have a boat, because they have some water, instant tourist attraction, and, you know, your wicker shops get put up, your candle shops, and even the Varicose Vein Center is right there in Port Jefferson. So you have all these, like, tourists stumbling around, pointing at things. You've got, you know, a store that has little puppies on display that I think is terrible, that people just stand and look at for hours. But you have this one intersection where you have, coming from the east, you have East Broadway. Coming from the west, you have West Broadway. It's pretty simple. And then it kind of it makes a southward turn in the middle of that. That's Route 25A, and that goes to the south of the island. Now, I described this last week. You have a flashing red light on both of the Broadways, but you have a flashing yellow light as 25A intersects with the Broadways. So that means anybody heading down the spine of the T has right of way. They can make a left turn, they can make a right turn. The people going straight or just coming down either one of the Broadways, they have to stop because they have a flashing red light. Nobody understands this. Nobody can get this right. There's all kinds of confusion. There's all kinds of you know, gestures being exchanged and different sounding horns and all kinds of things like that. So invariably, when you are coming up to the stoplight and you're waiting for the person to go through the yellow or the orange light on the T, they stop. And you don't know what they're waiting for. You know, they're waiting for something to happen, but they have right of way, so they could go at any moment. So if you know what's... There's a different voice on here.
On your touch-tone telephone. Oh, we do ask that if on a speakerphone, please utilize your handset to provide optimum sound quality. Once again, that is...
I can ask questions.
To ask a question.
How can I ask a question? It's a recording.
We do have a question coming from Robert Fagan of Bear Stearns.
Okay, well, we're just going to have to miss that for now. So anyway, that always happens every time you go to the intersection. If you're smart enough to know that you have right of way and you're going down the spine of the T, you can sail right through there without a care in the world, except for the fact that there's probably going to be somebody cutting you off and you're going to ram right into them. Historically, this has been one of the worst intersections. I don't know why they don't just put a flashing red light on all three intersections. There is something wrong with that intersection. There's something wrong with the people running things there. That is the very same intersection that up until last year had a statue of Thomas Jefferson. Ah, it's starting to make sense now. Port Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, get it? Yeah. Well, what do you think happened? We talked about this on the other radio program. But somebody in infinite wisdom decided that it would be better to put a some kind of like... eagle with wings outspread, it looks like, you know, a symbol of war. Put that there instead with a 911 memorial and tear down the statue of Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. And that's what they did. They tore it down. You know, just like they tore down the statues of Stalin and Lenin and Gorbachev and all those people over there. Yeah, I know there's no statues of Gorbachev, but you know what I mean. They just tore it down. The symbolism of that. I mean, how could somebody do something so stupid as tear down a statue of one of the founding fathers of the country that supposedly stands for democracy? I say supposedly because, you know, there are people that, you know, obviously disagree. And this is where I have a big problem with so-called leftists, because invariably, when you bring this up in a leftist type of a crowd, somebody's going to pipe up and say, but, you know, Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner, so therefore it doesn't matter. Yeah. That is why the left in this country never gets anywhere, because there's always a problem someplace, and they will never accept something unless it is completely perfect. And nothing's completely perfect, so therefore you never make any progress. Yeah, he was a slave owner. Probably everybody back then was either a slave or a slave owner. So, okay, fine. Do we have no founding fathers then? Do we have nobody who allegedly is a symbol of what the country is supposed to stand for? Well, then what are you left with? You're left with a damn warbird in the middle of an intersection that nobody can figure out how to get through. That's what you're left with. Congratulations. So, you know, it really pissed me off when this happened. You know, I just, one day Thomas Jefferson was, I never really, you know, thought that much about the statue. But one day it was gone and replaced with this ugly thing that's just, like, sitting there. And everybody I talk to is outraged by it. But nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to do. I called up the village chamber of commerce, and they didn't even know what was going on. Because apparently they have no control over it. It's owned by an independent developer. Yeah. And he can do whatever he wants. And in fact, there was an article about this in the New York Times sometime last year, where he said that the statue was going to be returned because of the outcry. That was a year ago, and the statue is nowhere to be seen. It's probably at the bottom of the Long Island Sound someplace. So if you feel like risking your life and trying out the intersection over there, take a good look at what used to be a statue of Thomas Jefferson, and maybe give the Port Jefferson Chamber of Commerce a call. And I should have their phone number, shouldn't I? Yeah, I should. Okay, well, you know what? Okay. Guys, do you mind? I'm going to put you on hold.
Like DSL.
Yeah, yeah. Well, oh, boy. You know, people, they get all excited about this. This is their life. How pathetic. Let's call information. Hey, you notice the dial tone doesn't pulse anymore? That's weird. Okay.
Verizon Nationwide 411. Make progress every day.
Oh, now we get an ad.
Cities and states?
Cities and states? Yeah, the Port Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, please. It really annoys me that they don't know where I'm calling anymore. Where are these people anyway?
Thank you. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Oh, she seems to know where I am. Okay, that's good. Because sometimes they don't.
The number you requested, area code 631-473-1414, can be automatically dialed by pressing the number 1 or saying the word yes at the tone for an additional charge of 35 cents. Again, the number is area code 631.
This is how Verizon
473
pays for those teleconferences.
1414.
Oh, a beep. Okay.
Again, the number you requested, area code 631-473-1414, can be automatically dialed by pressing the number 1 or saying the word yes at the tone for an additional charge of 35 cents.
Let's try something here. No.
Your call cannot be completed. Please hang up.
Did it try to complete it after I said no? Apparently it did. I think any voice might activate that thing. Wow, it's a good thing. I almost charged the university 35 cents. Yeah, that would have been not good. But, you know, I just realized how stupid I was because I could do this instead. Hang on. Let's get the fold 9 there. Please disregard the ads.
Tell me. Good evening. You're connected to 1-800-555-TEL. Main menu. Here are all the categories you can choose from. When you hear the one you want, just say it. Stock quotes. News center.
Oh, check
sports,
out the music.
Entertainment. Travel. and popular shortcuts. That's all the categories.
No, it's
now,
not.
Now, go ahead and say the one you want.
Directory assistance.
Directory assistance. Powered by TellMe.
Yeah.
Would you like business, residential, or reverse lookup?
Tried to hide that one, didn't you? Business. Yeah, business, right?
Okay, business.
Yeah.
What city and state?
Port Jefferson, New York.
Port Jefferson, New York. Now, what business would you like?
Chamber of Commerce.
I'm sorry,
oh,
I didn't get that. Please say the name
of
a business.
All right, hold on.
For example, say Walmart.
I don't want Walmart. Port Jefferson Chamber of Commerce.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that. Say the full name of the business you want.
McDonald's.
Please spell the first four letters of that name.
C-H-A-M.
Sorry, I couldn't find that listing. Would you like to look for another listing? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Would you like business, residential, or reverse lookup?
Reverse lookup.
Okay, reverse lookup. Enter the phone number starting with the area code, or just say it.
631-473-1414.
I heard you say 631-473-1414. Is that correct?
Yeah.
My mistake.
No! Come back.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh boy.
Please enter the number starting with the area code.
631-473-1414.
I heard you say 631-473-1414. Is that correct? Say yes or no.
Yes.
That number is for Greater Port Jefferson Chamber of Commerce.
That's it, then.
At 118 Broadway West, Port Jefferson, New York. Again, that's Greater Port Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. At 118 Broadway West, Port Jefferson, New York. Would you like to look for another listing? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Would you like business, residential, or reverse lookup?
Business.
Okay, business. What city and state?
Port Jefferson, New York.
Port Jefferson, New York. Now, what business would you like?
Greater Port Jefferson Chamber of Commerce.
I heard you say Greater Rooter. Is that correct?
What?
Say yes or no.
No.
My mistake.
You better write.
Please say the full name of the business again.
Yeah, it's your mistake, all right. Greater Port Jefferson. Just leave it at that.
Sorry, I couldn't find that listing. Would you like to look for another listing?
You know what? Just forget it. You know, I lost Verizon, damn it. How'd Verizon hang up?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
No.
To look for another listing, say yes. Otherwise...
I had them on hold. How did they get disconnected? I'm not going to start that conference call over again. I'll tell you that right now.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Yeah. All right, see you later.
Main menu. Here are all the categories you can choose from.
Get out of here. Go away. Goodbye.
I didn't get that. Please say one of our categories or say main menu.
Help.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
What do you mean you didn't hear me? You responded.
I'm sorry. I still didn't get that.
Yeah, you're stupid. That's why. Get out of here. Go away. Goodbye.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble understanding. I also enter the first three letters of one of our categories on the telephone keypad. For instance, for sports, enter S-P-O.
I don't want sports. I just want my phone back. Go away. Get out of here. Leave. Exit. Quit.
It's sports. Nothing but the good stuff. This is Mark. Just the highlights, please. Vandretti.
I'm in hell.
NHL.
No, I didn't say NHL. I said I'm in hell. Damn you. Damn you to hell. Oh, I did it again.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Now I got a mail.
Previous or stop.
Stop. Please, stop.
Say an NHL team name. You can also say injury report, point spreads, or say the name of another sport.
New York Mets.
Or Rangers.
No!
Say stop to interrupt this report.
Here's your New York Rangers report. Ranger veteran forward Peter Nedved was ruled ineligible to play for the Czech Republic at the World Championships in Finland.
Stop. Please, shut up. Go away.
Agency reported.
How do you get rid of this thing?
Hockey Federation.
I can't hang up.
Batch.
I can't turn down the volume.
Colorado Avalanche report.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want any of this. Go away.
A season end with a frustrating loss.
Goodbye.
A loss to the Minnesota Wild on April 22nd at the Pepsi Center in overtime, 3-2. The Avalanche couldn't hold a 3-1 lead over the Wild, who were playing in their first ever playoff series. And Andrew Benet scored the winning goal, 3:25 into overtime.
Hey, there's an eclipse this week.
Tied the game for Minnesota with...
Yeah, okay. If you don't shut up, you know, I'm really going to get angry here.
The goals for the Avalanche...
There's nothing worse than the sportscast if you just won't shut up.
The Avalanche lost...
Who cares about the Avalanche? What a stupid name for a hockey team.
The Thrashers.
That's even stupider.
We interrupt this report.
Here's your Atlanta Thrashers report.
Tennis.
And what's a hockey team?
Stop to interrupt this report.
Why is there a hockey team in Atlanta?
NHL.
Why is there a hockey team in Texas? Who cares?
Here are the latest NHL scores and schedules. Today, the Mighty Ducks silenced the Wild 2-0.
All right.
Later today.
Let's talk about the eclipse, because that's more important. The eclipse is due later this week, if the weather cooperates. It'll be taking place across North America on Thursday. It's the first eclipse visible in the United States in 3 years, and you can see it anywhere in the country just before dawn on Friday, late Thursday, and just before dawn in Western Europe and Western and Southern Africa. And don't laugh, we have listeners there.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Say next.
Yeah, why would you care about an eclipse? All you care about is balls and pucks being thrown around and people filing into stadiums and... stupid sports names. And
Islanders.
Like that. Yeah,
they
exactly.
To interrupt
right
this report.
Exactly.
The Flames. They stop to interrupt this report.
Anyway, a lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth casts its shadow on the full moon, in case you're wondering.
And General Manager Craig Button was fired on April 11th.
I can talk louder than you can, all right?
Sutter. The Flames head coach takes over.
Same to you. Okay, I can totally outtalk you. So
stop to interrupt this report.
I've been saying stop the whole damn night. Stop.
Games finished the 2002-2003 season in the basement of the Southeast Division in the Eastern Conference.
You ever get the feeling nobody's listening?
22 wins, 43 losses, 11 ties.
The Red Wings.
These eclipses happen occasionally. They don't mean the end of the world. People shouldn't run around panicking.
May 5th, the Red Wings decided not to exercise.
It basically happens when the...
they stop to interrupt this report.
When the sun gets in front of the moon and it... what am I saying? What happens is the Earth gets between the sun and the moon. Yeah, that's...
On Sunday,
all this sports
Spurs
is making my brain fall apart.
The Lakers, 99-95.
The Earth gets between the sun and the moon, gets directly between the sun and the moon. It blocks all the sunlight that otherwise reflects off the moon's surface. And a lot of you may not know this, that the light that you see on the moon is not actually coming from the moon. It's a reflection from the sun. Yeah.
The Wizards. Say stop to interrupt this report.
Stop.
This is the Washington Wizards report.
You heard me. I said stop.
NBA team name.
No, stop.
Say an NBA team name. You can also say injury report, point spreads, or say the name of another sport. If you're done here, say main menu.
Curling.
On Sunday, the Lakers held off the Spurs 99-95.
Oh, there's a curling event involving the Lakers now, huh? I don't think so. I don't think you know what you're talking about. You know what? You're lame. You don't know anything about sports. If you want to know something about sports...
A particular NBA team...
No. Just tune into the sports section here on this radio station, Sunday nights at 10, all right?
Yesterday, Celtics...
No, it was 2 days ago, and that's all you need. You don't need crap like this. All right, so anyway, if you're interested in seeing the eclipse, the moon will remain totally eclipsed for 53...
Is the New York Knicks report.
53 minutes.
April 22nd, Knicks power forward Antonio McDias had more surgery...
All right, listen, this really has to stop. This really has to stop.
I'm at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
All right,
McDias suffered the injury during a
exit
season game in 2001.
Wait a... The Pacers. Say stop to interrupt this report.
Stop.
Here is your Indiana Pacers report for the game.
Say an NBA team name. You can also say injury report, point spreads, or say the name of another sport. If you're done here, say main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Oh, thank you. thank you. It's so nice to hear your voice again, even though I don't want to hear your voice. Just compared to that horrible sports guy, hearing your voice is like a breath of fresh air.
I didn't get that.
I didn't expect you to.
One of our categories, or say, main menu.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that. To hear all the categories we have, say, main menu, or press star star.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding.
Exit.
I'm having trouble understanding. Maybe you're seeing a category that isn't available in the main menu. We're only able to recognize a limited set of categories. To find out all the categories that are available, say, main menu. If you're saying one of the categories in the main menu and are still having trouble, type the first three letters of the category on your telephone keypad.
Main menu. Let's see if we can actually do this.
Main menu. Here are all the categories you can choose from. Stock quotes. News center. Sports. Entertainment. Travel. And popular shortcuts. That's all the categories. Now, go ahead and say the one you want.
Popular shortcuts. Whatever.
Okay, popular shortcuts. You can get direct access to some of our most popular services by saying any of these shortcuts directly from the main menu. Here are all the shortcuts you can choose from. When you hear the one you want, just say it. Weather, traffic, movies, horoscopes, soap operas, driving directions, taxi, time, blackjack, lottery, announcements, and extensions.
Driving directions.
Driving directions. Featuring Microsoft MapPoint technology. Let's get your starting location. Say a city and state, or say tell me my choices.
Stony Brook, New York.
Okay, Stony Brook, New York. Remember, if you ever want to make a change, just say, go back. What street are you starting from?
Nichols Road.
Nichols Road. Say the address number, or say intersection. For a different street, say go back.
25. I don't know an address on Nichols Road.
I heard you say 2500. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, I can't find the address. 2500 Nichols Road. On Nichols Road, enter the address number, or just say it. If you don't know the address number, say intersection.
Intersection.
Okay, say the name of the street intersecting Nichols Road.
Route 347.
I heard you say Pheasant Court. Is that correct? Say yes or no.
Yes. Whatever.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. If you said Pheasant Court, say yes. If not, say no.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't find the intersection of Pheasant Court and Nichols Road.
Okay, that's it. I'm through with this. I'm through with this, turning it down as much as I can. Hopefully it'll disconnect on its own. Continuing with this eclipse.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
If
the street intersecting,
it can't hear me at all anymore, so I've muted it, so it can't hear anything I'm saying. Basically, if you're interested in seeing the eclipse, it begins at 8:13 Pacific time, and 11:13 here in New York. And there'll be a second eclipse, not on the same night. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Now returning to the main menu
on November 8th. And that's going to be visible from both North and South America.
All the categories you can choose from.
And eclipses help us to prove that the Earth is round. Because occasionally, especially the way things are going, people sometimes forget that.
That's all the categories. Now, go ahead and say the one you want.
You know, I just realized I'm not going to be able to see the damn eclipse because I got tickets to The Matrix for that night at that time.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, that really stinks. I guess I could duck out in the middle of the film just to look up at the sky. That'd be kind of cool, actually. Okay, our phone number is 632-WUSB. And as soon as we get rid of this annoying person here, we're going to take phone calls. And if somebody in the station answers, ask them to put you on hold. Oh. She said goodbye. Asked them to put you on hold because we really should let the phones keep ringing. It's just that here at the station, we're not used to phones ringing so much. So people don't know what to do. People sometimes run into here and say, oh, my God, the phones are ringing. Pick them up. And, of course, I'm in the middle of talking, so I can't really do that. Or I'm in the middle of talking to a computer, which makes it impossible. Last week, this is great. Last week, somebody told me after the show, you know, I had this great conversation with this guy from Texas. Talked for about 20 minutes, and he had to go. And I was like, that was my conversation you had there. That guy wanted to call me on the air. Maybe he thought he was on the air. I don't know. So, yeah, a lot of calls come into the station. They don't necessarily make it here, though. All right, let's take this one. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a suggestion for you.
Okay, what's that?
Fort Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
Go to a costume place where they sell, like, colonial uniforms.
Uh-huh.
Dress up like Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
And right in the spot where Thomas Jefferson's statue was.
I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. That's a great idea. You know, something else that I just found today, because I was looking for this for a long time last year, was a picture of the statue the way it was. I couldn't find the picture anywhere. Today I finally found one. If you put in Thomas Jefferson and statue and Port Jefferson, you'll get to a link on Newsday.com, and you'll see a picture of that statue. What me and a friend wanted to do was make little signs and put them up all over town saying, missing, you know, with the figure of Thomas Jefferson, or have you seen me, or something like that.
Maybe they shipped it to Baghdad.
Who knows? Who knows?
See ya.
Thanks for your call. And thanks for your interest. It's good when people, you know, if enough people actually took an interest in this, you actually see something happen. You know, that's what I've noticed over the years. I've been, I mentioned this last week. I've been working on the old brain damage program. We're trying to get 1990 in shape so that we can put it up on the internet. And it's great. It really is great listening to the shows from so long ago, and seeing how things kind of coincide with what's going on today. I mean, it's kind of spooky sometimes. When you do a radio show, this is something people should realize. When you do a radio show and then you listen to a tape of yourself from years ago, or even decades ago, some of the most bizarre things start to happen, where you're listening and you don't really know what's going to happen next because you don't remember the show, but your brain works in the same way, so that you're thinking in your head, well, this would be the next logical step to make at this point, or this might be the next logical thing to say, and then before you know it, you're saying it on the broadcast you're listening to. So your brain is working in the same way. You're following the same paths. But you know, it gets even weirder than that. I mean, there's kind of some spooky parallels that that I can't explain because they have nothing to do with me. For instance, I just listened to a show the other day about the all the protests that were going on about the mall out east in Yaphank. There were plans back in 1990 to build a mall bigger than any other mall ever seen on the island, apparently, in a place where nobody lives, because they were going to build houses after that to make all these people live out there as well. And, you know, I was wondering, after I listened to this show, whatever happened to that? And so I, you know, did some searching in a search engine, and guess what? The day before, there was something posted on some site. I don't know where this is, actually. This came from LexisNexis. Developers Wilbur Breslin and Alan B. Rose have abandoned long-stalled plans to build an enclosed regional mall in Yaphank in favor of a more modest open-air shopping center. Breslin, the Garden City-based developer, first proposed building Brookhaven Town Center as a 1.6 million square foot enclosed mall in 1989 along William Floyd Parkway, just north of the Long Island Expressway. Rose, a Yonkers developer, joined the project in 1999. The developer's latest proposal, scheduled to come before the Brookhaven Planning Board, actually, I guess that already happened, calls for an 850,000 square foot open air complex, which Breslin described in an interview as a lifestyle center. Well, I mean, it's still not very good and still needs to be, you know, defeated. But it's a significant development. And the weird thing is, it's the first significant development I've seen on this project in many, many years, and it just happened right after I listened to that radio program. I just thought that was kind of wacky. And, you know, okay, this is even crazier. This is really crazy. This is the kind of crazy that sends chills down your spine. About a week ago, I was listening to one of the programs, encoding them onto an audio format that can be preserved for all time, hopefully. And I was wondering to myself, gee, what time is it? You know? That was me, right here, you know, in the present day, wondering, what time is it? Because I don't have a clock anywhere near me. There's a clock on my computer screen, but that window wasn't open. I just wondered, you know, I wonder what time it is. And right there on the tape, right at that moment, I hear my voice saying, oh, by the way, the time is 10:24. I was like, boy, that's bizarre. It's almost like I answered my own question, you know. I asked what time it is, and there's my voice saying what time it was back then. That's kind of weird. Could I possibly have remembered that that's when I came in with a time break? The 13 years? Doubtful. Anyway, what time is it really? I opened up the window that had the clock. 10:24. Yeah. That's spooky. That's very spooky. All right, let's take a phone call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Emmanuel. This is Fear Free.
Hey, Fear Free. How you doing?
I've been on your shows before, and you're doing a great show, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. But, you know, most of the credit belongs to the computers and conference calls we've been connecting to, because that's true genius, I think.
Don't you just love that?
Oh, man. You know, the day is going to come where those things are everywhere. Those talking computers that you can't get rid of, they'll be, you know, they're going to pull you over. They'll be the police. They'll be, you know, the traffic system. They'll be everything.
But believe it or not, my mother grew up in Port Jefferson. I live in New Jersey now, but
uh-huh.
My mother grew up in Port Jefferson. And Port Jefferson, believe it or not, is actually known for more than just the ferry. But they're known for beaches and stuff, but that's beside the point.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that they have an oxygen bar in Port Jefferson now?
An oxygen bar, did you say?
An oxygen bar.
A place where you can go in and get a quick hit of oxygen when you need one?
But have you heard about the oxygen bar craze and all that stuff?
No, I don't think I have. Tell me about this.
Right, basically, when you huff oxygen, pure oxygen, it like gets you, like you get a temporary high or something. I don't know how that works.
And this is in a bar in Port Jefferson?
No, there's like it's like a tanning salon in Port Jefferson, right?
Really?
On Broadway.
And well, let's not get too specific, because we don't want various people angry at us. But I mean, is this legal to do this?
It's legal, but it's. Port Jefferson is turning into like this little cosmopolitan place out on the Easter end of Long Island. It's pretty bizarre.
Well, it's only got two streets, so it's not going to be very much of a cosmopolitan town.
They're trying really hard. They're trying really hard to make it into like the North Shore, Northeast Hampton, you know?
So it's Main Street and East Main Street, and that's it. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, everything else is residential.
They're trying really hard to make it into like the North Shore, East Hampton, though. They really are trying pretty hard.
God knows why they would want to do that. Have you ever been to East Hampton?
Many times.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just madhouse all the time. It really is. You know, crowds of people from the city and, you know, traffic everywhere.
Well, you know, 25A will be innavigable because of all the people going through.
Yeah.
And an intersection will be even worse because there'll be 18 traffic lights there.
I'll say this, though. East Hampton doesn't have any crazy intersections where nobody knows who has right of way.
But do you have another minute?
I have another minute, yeah. And they haven't torn down any statues of the Founding Fathers either out there, so I guess that's 2 points for them.
On another note, so, you didn't really explain what Verizon's new plans are, what they're planning to do that's so extremely revolutionary that we need to hear about it.
Well, actually, you know, to be honest, I don't really know. I just picked up the press release here. I can read the first couple of lines for you if you want. Subscribers to Verizon Online's digital subscriber line, DSL, Internet access services now have next-generation computer networking features at their fingertips with higher speeds. Wireless fidelity, known as Wi-Fi access, and state-of-the-art software from MSN, all at a new low price. The supercharged service from Verizon follows the company's recent announcement that it will extend broadband capacity to 80% of its lines by the end of this year. Verizon announced the package of new services and prices for both consumer and business subscribers today. The price is as low as $29.95 a month when consumers purchase DSL as part of a package of Verizon services and pledge never, ever to disconnect it.
I'm excited, aren't you?
Oh, I'm standing up. That's how excited I am.
But haven't you had a Verizon DSL line at your offices and had the world of problems with it?
No, actually, I had a DSL line from a different company. Verizon kept going to the pole and disconnecting it. And apparently, if you have a DSL line, the phone company does this on a regular basis. If you don't get it through them, they sabotage your lines. I used to have a line that could do, I think, 512, which is not all that high, considering you can get 1.5, you know, if you're in a good location. But after they vandalized the line, I can only get 384, and that's not good at all. And you know what else? I thought maybe I'd get a T1, you know, to sort of defeat this kind of nonsense, not through Verizon, of course, but through somebody else. And Verizon told those people, in order to put a T1 in this location, we're going to have to charge you about $25,000.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, that's where I stand. Not very high bandwidth at all.
Well, that's pretty much all I have to say. And word goes out to the Pound Off the Wall channel on FNET, of course.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd like to greet all those people there. I never get to go there because I'm always on the air when they're there. But
you should check it out.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having a good show.
All right. Our number again, 631-632-WUSB. We're on for another few minutes, so if you have anything to say. And, of course, this is important, too. For those of you who bought into the story about the Internet-ready toilet, it was announced today that it was a hoax. According to the Associated Press, Microsoft Corporation said a company news release that Microsoft was developing a portable toilet with Internet access called an iLoo was a hoax perpetrated by its British division, by Microsoft's British division. The April 30th release issued by the company's MSN Internet division in the United Kingdom said Microsoft was developing a portable toilet with a wireless keyboard and an extending height-adjustable plasma screen in front of the seat. The iLoo was to debut at festivals this summer in Britain. Sounds like a good idea to me, though. It sounds like something a Mac would be, though, an iLoo. I don't know. This iLoo release came out of the UK office and was not a Microsoft-sanctioned communication, and we apologize for any confusion or offense it may have caused. What kind of person... I'm just curious, what kind of person really gets offended by somebody talking about Internet access on a toilet? I mean, what is it exactly that offends you? Is it, you know, the dignity of the person sitting on a toilet having to deal with the Internet, or is it maybe the dignity of the Internet having to deal with the toilet? I don't know. What is it exactly that I just want to know? Because I offend a lot of people. Every day I offend people. Sometimes I know how I'm offending people. Most of the time I don't. Sometimes I can just walk down the street and people get offended. I'd just like to know more information about how to do that, you know, so I can do it better. Anyway, the fake release generated coverage by the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press, and Reuters. The AP received confirmation of the project from both Microsoft Corporation's Wagner Edstrom public relations firm and London-based Red Consultancy, which handles such work for the software giant in England. In an email sent last week to the Associated Press, Red Consultancy's Ben Phillipson wrote, MSN is really working on building a prototype for the summer festivals, perhaps Glastonbury. This is very much a toe-in-the-water experiment to gauge interest, so we'll have to see how it goes. Toe-in-the-water, my God. Although, judging from response so far, it's really captured people's imagination! Exclamation point. And Melina Bragg, who helps with MSN's account for Wagner Edstrom, also said last week the project was real. Went to CNN. And I did a search for a toilet, and the second story down, well, the first story, obviously, is this one. Second story down, portable toilets with web access. It's the real story, dated May 7th. Well, when you click on the story, you get a 404 error message. Page requested cannot be found. Little revisionism there, CNN. Wiping away those stories that turn out to be false, that turn out to be mistakes. You know, I think, you know, on the Internet, it's very easy to do that. But if you put out a newspaper and it turns out that you put out, you know, wrong information, like Japanese attack San Diego or something like that, you can't just make it not happen. You printed it. You said it. Now you have to unsay it. You have to, you know, take responsibility. But on the Internet, you can just wipe it away. But you can't wipe away the search engines, can you? No. If you go to Google and you type in the headline, portable toilets with web access, you won't get the CNN, but you will get the cached version that Google keeps. Thank God for Google. And here's the story. Now on the way, surfing on the loo with Internet access at portable toilets, the iLoo being developed by the MSN division of Microsoft Corporation in Britain, is a standard portable toilet, a loo to the British, with a wireless keyboard and extending height-adjustable plasma screen in front of the seat. There would also be a Hotmail station with waterproof keyboard and plasma screen on the outside for those waiting in line. MSN officials say they're negotiating for the manufacture of toilet paper imprinted with web addresses that users may not have tried. Oh, this is brilliant. The Internet's so much a part of everyday life now that surfing on the loo was the next natural step, MSN marketing manager Tracy Blatcher said. People used to reach for a book or magazine when they were on the loo, but now they'll be logging on. Oh, thank God for the British, really. Even if you work for Microsoft, your sense of humor is not completely wiped away. And no, that was not another pun. The device is expected to be in use at festivals this summer in Britain, the Seattle Post Intelligencer Serve reported Tuesday. Yeah, blame it on them. Blame it on the Seattle Post Intelligencer Serve. As if they don't have enough problems with that ridiculous name. There's no word on if or when the Ilu will make its way across the pond. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I was just calling in reference to you were discussing the Thomas Jefferson statue.
Uh-huh.
Originally, I thought, and I know my husband thought as well, that they had just covered it up with the September 11th memorial. But have they actually removed Tom?
Yeah, he's gone. They tore it down. And the guy...
We always wondered if he was underneath the box, actually. We've always wondered that.
You think he's actually in that big, solid, sort of casket-looking thing that's standing there now?
Yeah, the black. We thought he was under the black, and maybe it was going to come down eventually, but that's a permanent fixture, you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great theory, but...
That's what we thought, honestly, but then it never disappeared. It's been up for quite some time.
According to what the guy said last year...
And also, I wanted to comment. I heard you talking about the oxygen bar. That actually used to be on Port Jefferson on Main Street, but now that's actually... a Home Goods, like, upstairs, downstairs store. It actually went out of business.
Oh, really? Not enough proper oxygen. Wow. Okay, well, thanks for that info.
Thanks.
All right, take care. That's a great theory that Thomas Jefferson is trapped in the concrete or whatever it is that they built there. But according to the New York Times, according to what the guy who owns that intersection said, he's in an undisclosed location and he would be returning soon. Well, it's been a year now. I say it's time that he return now. Don't you think? Yeah, well, you know the number for the Port Jefferson Chamber of Commerce. Give them a call. Call us next week. Let us know what happens and, you know, what they said to you. This programming note, Off the Hook, is not going to be on tomorrow on WBAI. It's preempted for a fundraiser. However, there will be a two-hour edition of it next week, starting at the usual time, 7 p.m. on that station. And, of course, we'll be back next week at 6 p.m. With another action-packed edition of Off the Wall. I advise people to go to the Wang Center right after this show if you're not listening to the Blues Show. Two great things you can do in one night. If you don't live anywhere within, you know, flying distance of Stony Brook, then I guess listening to the Blues is the next best thing to seeing Noam Chomsky speak in the Wang Center, which begins in about 3 minutes. So I'm going to hightail it over there. Emmanuel Goldstein, thanking everybody for being a part of this and for all the phone calls and things like that. And if you have any interesting 800 numbers or 877 numbers or 888 numbers or 866 numbers, please feel free to forward them to us, as we're always interested in making phone calls and tying it to computers and things like that. It's what makes the world go round, right? Yeah. All right. Have a safe week. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Hi, this is Albert Collins. When I'm out in Stony Brook, I'll be listening to WUSB FM station. When I want to listen to some good blues, that's the station you tune into.